a recording by Grinning Pup.
Prince, I come with word. Your husband returns. Oh, it is a happy day, my prince. They say he rides on the back of a dragon. A dragon! Can you believe it? Kalukale! The bull is back!
People, I have returned. I have tamed the fires of the earth. I am the bull who will mount the wild, and I will do so with fire and claw and steel. Rest now, every able-bodied man, for on the morrow we ride forth to claim what is ours.
My beautiful husband, oh, I have longed for your tender embrace. Have you missed me? And the boy, he is well? Let us to our chamber. There is much to tell you.
Brave mortal, to approach me without your husband. Do not be afeard, little prince. I know who you are and why you have come. There is much that he and I have shared since our union. Many nights we have spent talking long tales of love and victory. He is an admirable but bloodthirsty man, so like a dragon. Come closer. I will look upon the man who birthed a boy. I see it now. The fire that burns in your belly, much like my own. It has been tempered with age and bonds of love, but it is still there. How easy it would be to fan once more, I suspect. What has your husband told you of our union? What creeping concealments did he weave to make you think he had won my bond? That is like him. No, little prince. He did not do so through the strength of his arm. I would have rend him asunder should he have tried. No, I came because of you. He told me a tall tale, how his seed was mighty enough to impregnate even one without a womb, and I suspected that the power lay not within his loins, but within you. Your presence here confirms it. your desire to see me, doubly so. You know of what I speak. Your heart and soul sing with it. You are a vessel, little mortal. Through you the fates of destiny tie their strings, and yours and mine are knotted together. This I prophesy. Your son will rule the world, and he will do so with a reign of terror never before seen. He will bring ruin to the kings of mortal men and sit upon a throne forged in the fires of infernal dragon flame. I have seen beyond the veil, and it is as sure as my scale, marked in blood. No, I do not mean the babe currently mewling for his birth giver. I mean the babe that I shall plant in you. Your fire will mix with mine, and the resultant child will grow in size and power unlike anything ever seen. Your husband does not know this. He shall believe the child to be his, and raise it as fiercely as his own. You will birth a god, and raise it until the very walls of hell quake. I will not take you by force, little mortal. I offer you only the chance to fulfill your destiny. To love your husband beyond time and measure, and to deliver the world into a new era of resplendency. It is what he longs for most in the world, and you can give it to him. What say you? I had thought you might accept. One night is all I ask. One night. Is all it will take. You are fertile. Your body responds to my note. Do you feel it? Pulsing there, pulling at each other. How I long to feel your hands against my scale. See how the dragon's blade emerges from its sheath. Do not fight it. It cannot hurt you. My magic will make you as pliable as reeds in the wind. Or might it satisfy you for me to change my shape entire, become something other? I see. A shape more suited to your passion. A wise decision. Here, I will mend myself. Is this better suited? The form and shape of your love. Does it disturb you, seeing him but knowing it is not? I assure you my touch will match his own. The pulse of my blood will beat in rhythm with his. I am every bit a lover, if not more so. Come, take my hands. Approach me. Place your hand against your lover's chest. Feel my breath. Feel my heart. It beats for you, and only you, little prince. Your body shows me that you will for it. You know I speak right. Give yourself. taste as he tastes? Do I not feel as he feels? Lay yourself down. That's it. You are so beautiful. Here. Let me come between your legs. Let me show you the tenderness that befits a lover. My tongue is expert, is it not? I think you like it. You see how hard I grow. Your husband has a good cock. Perfect for fucking. I can see why he thinks it is all powerful. But you and I know that the real power lies in you. Open your legs. Splay yourself for me. Look upon your Lord in all of his glory. The man who will love you until the end of time. And you shall love him till the end of time. What we do this night does not change that. See how his cock grows for you. How it aches to be inside you. With this I deliver providence. And you are my vessel, little prince. There is no going back. Do you wish it? Do you long to deliver your husband a son who will rule the world? Then it is done. Oh, how tight your opening is. Relax. Relax, sweet prince. I will fuck you as gently as he can. Oh. Oh. Take it inside you. You truly are beautiful. I see why he loves you. Oh. Does this place suit you? Come here. Around me feels so good. How you squeeze. How your legs wrap around me. Oh, it has been many an age since I have felt this way. Felt this touch. Look at me, Prince. Look upon the man who would give you another son. Do you see it? The fire inside me, burning, aching to be with yours. To mix and mingle with your own. I grow close. Soon my seed will mix with you. Soon my seed will mix with you. Are you ready, Prince? There is no turning back now. The deed is done. I sense a surge of emotion. Does the act of our union now seem cold? Here, my magic is strong and will hold. Allow me to hold you. Yeah. Does he hold you like this once he has lain with you? It is destiny, little prince, nothing more. And you and I are but agents of it. Even now I feel your own power curling within you. It is knotting our souls together. Right here. Can you feel it in your belly? My hands must feel like it. Here. Allow me to ease the burden. When you leave this place, you will forget this. Only as glimmers it will remain. You will go to your husband. You will ravish him with the appetite of a dragon. And when sickness comes, it will cast no doubt as to who the father may be. The world may sleep this night, but come the morrow, it will weep.